Jill's in Strabane. Good morning, Jill. She's looking at my advice. Jill, you've come to the right place here, but I don't think I can give you much advice on this one. Let me read out what you're saying. I tried to give my daughter a pair of jeans worn by her older sister. They're still in great condition, hardly worn. She's just grown out of them. But my younger daughter refused to accept them because she doesn't like, not because she doesn't like them. As a matter of fact, she thinks they're very nice, the jeans, but because they're not new. She's using the term hand-me-downs. She's not going to wear hand-me-downs. She says, I don't know about anyone else, but back in the day, I would have loved to have had my older sister's clothes. It was the done thing. We didn't buy many new items. Lots of it would have been worn by other members of the family. Our kids just spoilt these days. They always have to have the latest thing, and it always has to be brand new. I don't know if I should just give in or not. What do you think, Frank? Well, I was at a slight disadvantage in I would have been getting my sister's clothes if it had been handed down to me, and they weren't much good to me because my sister, you know, she had some nice jeans, but I could never get into them. As for the odd Wrangler jacket, I managed to squeeze myself into her Wrangler jacket occasionally, but you just didn't look right sometimes in your older sister's clothes. As for, you know, my younger sister, yeah, she did, she got on fine. She wore the bigger sister's outfits. That is the way it was. Do kids today not basically accept what would be termed as a hand-me-down? You can let us know what you think. 0289033105. 0289033105 is the best number to get us on. Eric has a point that he's making about Jill, who was in contact with us earlier from Strabane. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Jill is talking about the daughter. She won't wear the jeans that the elder daughter, the older sister, was wearing. And back in the day, she would have been glad to get her hands on a pair of jeans that had only been worn a few times.
Indeed. But I say, Frank, I'm one of 10 children. And each year, my mother would have had difficulty in getting school uniforms for us all. But my mother managed to get me a school uniform.
Hold on, Eric. I've got a feeling you're talking into the telephone and then listening on the radio. It's all sort of happening in delay. Just turn your radio off for me, and then we'll hear it all at the same time, so to speak.
Yes,
people have been driven mad with that noise. Yeah, well, go ahead, fire away.
Sorry, Frank. Two radios on, one in the kitchen and one in the living room. Yes, as I was saying, Frank, I'm one of 10 children, and my mother had difficulty every year in getting uniforms for us all. But I must have been her blue-eyed boy, because she managed to get me a uniform every single year without fail, even from the second-hand shop. Unfortunately, I was the only kid who went to school dressed as a Japanese Rear Admiral.
Oh, boom, boom! Oh, Eric's a comedian!
Eric, now, Frank,
do you open with that one, or do you just drop that in as the show goes on?
Frank, I've met you before, and you hate me.
Do I? What? Wait, hold on, I don't hate many people, so let me see. How would I hate Eric? Eric, I couldn't. I don't have hate within me. Explain, Eric.
Because I always phone you up and we talk about serious subjects, then hit you like there with the punchline, and you say, "You're wasting my time. Get off the air."
I'm gonna have to put in. We can put a big red triangle against some callers. You know, there's a massive one against Robert, but we ignore it every time he phones. I'm gonna put one against you. But were you a hand-me-down sort of family, or were you so affluent that you just got new stuff all the time?
Oh no, Frank. When you look at your old photographs of the late '50s or the early '50s, late '50s, and you looked at the jumpers you wore, you looked at the shirt you wore with the collar turned up, you looked at the tie, you know, you just got on with what you wore, went to school, because everybody was virtually in the same boat. Times were hard.
Yeah, especially if you were a Japanese Rear Admiral. But we were in the same boat. It's a commentary on a time gone by, or is it actually relevant to today? Do kids today were hand-me-downs. We're accepting in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, of course it happened. But this child in Strabane will not accept the jeans that her sister has worn for a few months. Do let us know. 02890 333 105. Frank, if that was my daughter in Strabane, it would be a long time before she'd get a new pair of jeans unless she bought them herself. My kids are in their 20s and rarely got branded clothes and rarely looked for them either. This one says, that's from Paul, by the way. Frank, the clothes today wouldn't last long enough to be passed on. There's no quality in them, says this texter. And hand-me-downs in our house, it's hand-me-ups. I get my daughter's old mobile phone and it does me fine, says Ronnie. Ronnie, good morning to you. Apparently there's a system called Sick Garms, which is very trendy at the moment. S-I-C-K dash Garms, G-A-R-M-S, and youngsters love it. They like to wear something that someone else has already worn. So you're saying that that woman in Strabane, the young woman who won't wear the hand-me-downs, is out of touch. Georgie, give me a smile, George, on a wet Friday morning.
Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good man. Well, they're talking about hand-me-downs. Well, I still have nightmares about hand-me-downs, Frank, and I'm a pensioner now, and I was raised, I'm one of 11 children, and I was raised in County Fermanagh in the shock end of nowhere. So you can imagine the hand-me-downs that I was.
Yeah, what was the name of the place?
Maguire's Bridge.
Maguire's Bridge, and you called it a shock and a what?
The shock end of nowhere. We didn't live in the village, we lived outside the village, you know.
The shock end of nowhere. There's a Fermanagh term now.
I've
heard of Ballygo backwards and the backside of nowhere, right. But the shock end of nowhere, that's a new one.
Shock end of nowhere. We were raised about a mile or two outside the town in a wee cottage, and my mother and my father and 11 of us, and my grandad stayed with us too. So we all got hand-me-downs. What will I tell you, Frank? There's this day, we're all getting ready for school, and my mother couldn't find any underpants for me. You're not going to believe what she'd done. She put a pair of my sister's navy knickers on me and sent me to school. And that's not the worst of it. It was PE that day. Can you imagine the rest of my school days that I went through? Tara.
Did they find it hard to accept in Maguire's Bridge that you might be wearing your sister's underwear?
Well, Frank, when you're PE, you have to get changed in front of everybody.
Uh-huh.
Now, maybe it'd be acceptable to have a day for a fella to wear navy knickers, but back in the 1960s, you know, I was tormented the rest of my school days.
What did they call you?
Forgiven me mother.
What did they call you?
For sent me to school in a pair of my sister's navy knickers. So that wee cutty and Strabane not wearing jeans, I can kind of maybe understand it a wee bit.
Yeah, you know, I love your terminology. We cut it in Strabane. There's another great Fermanagh word. Did you have a nickname? What did they call you? Were you known as Frilly or anything like that?
I couldn't repeat on the radio the nickname they gave me. It wouldn't be politically correct.
but you got over it. You got over it.
Not at all, Frank. I'm 65 and I still have nightmares about it.
Yeah, but do you still wear women's underwear?
Get away of that, will you, man. Oh, no, come on of that.
just wondering. You make it sound like as if there's something wrong with it. But
well, I'm not going down that road because, you know this, I'd probably get arrested if I was going to.
I love the richness of your accent, I do. Especially when you're getting a wee bit annoyed there, more Fermanagh comes out in it.
I tell you, boy, don't get me started now. Don't get me started. Enjoy your programme. Keep going. Keep the crack going there, Frank. You're doing rightly.
Thank you, George. Thank you. What a nice man. Right, a terrible experience, of course, when you're only a youngster at school and you're changing for PE and you're wearing your sister's knickers.